Councillor Jimmy Maloney, Fianna Fáil, has a motion down at this morning's meeting of Kerry County Councillors, getting underway shortly, to ask the Minister for Health and the Minister for Justice if they will set out the current protocols in place where a patient presents at an emergency department and reports suspected drink spiking. Councillor Maloney is in our studio on Tralee. Jimmy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Thank you for having me.
Okay, what exactly are you looking for here, and what's driving your concern in this area?
Well, I think what drove it, a number of weeks ago, I was at an event with other councillors, and there was four of us sitting around the table, and Councillor Audrey Buckley from Cork County Council had raised this issue because it had happened to her daughter. And in the course of the conversation, another councillor from the Leinster area had said it happened to her daughter, or to his daughter, at the same time as well. And the suggestion was, I think it was stark, the information that they gave us. They get the phone calls in the middle of the night, having to go into the hospital where their daughter had been a suspected victim of spiking. But there was no actual protocols in place that would automatically trigger an investigation into an incident of alleged spiking. They're actually treated as just a normal case of intoxication. There is actually no law for spiking. It's treated as a case of poisoning. So what I would be asking for, having listened to the stories of two of my councillor colleagues that day, and since I've heard other stories of where this has happened around the county, there's no clear pathway for treatment or evidence collection. So someone is presented, bloods are not automatically taken. There's no protocol in place to treat somebody who has been a victim of suspected spiking. And that, in course, then leads into the Garda investigation, why we're mentioning the Department of Justice and the Department of Health, yeah, that the Gardaí then can't initiate in the inquiry. So there's no response, triggered response. It would make an awful difference, I think, if there was strong legislation and clear procedures available here for people who've been victim, which is a victim of a horrible, horrible crime, yeah, and in cases could be life-altering.
Yeah, and that is the element. But there's an element here, and you talk about family and friends, specifically their families, I suppose, that what you have here, because you're talking about emergency departments, maybe on a Friday or a Saturday night or whatever night, they can be busy. Some people are in there because they've had too much, they're intoxicated, but that specific instances here is the person, or perhaps maybe their families, would know that this normally never happens to them, or, you know, they went from having one drink to being completely, let's say, out of it, given evidence of spiking then, that it just wasn't just five or six drinks or one too many, that it was something gone badly wrong. And that's where you need the testing and you need the interaction of the Gardaí and the health services.
Yeah, correct, Gerry.
Straight away, to establish that.
And in some cases, they mightn't even have had any drink, because yes, certain groups are going out now where somebody doesn't drink because of this, this what's going on at the minute with the situation. And again, there is no, like, that's what I'm saying, there's no protocol and no toxicology tests being carried on because of the nature of these drugs that are being spiked in people's drinks. They could be gone in 12 hours out of the system. So right, a person might have no recollection of the whole night, again, might wake up in any kind of a terrible situation, and after 12 hours it's gone out of the system. So when they do go to report it, and if they do need to pay to get the test done and the official test done, there might be no evidence of any spiking having take place. So I think really that having a clear pathway is something that we do need to treat this and where at the moment victims are left without evidence and the incidents aren't being reported, aren't being reported properly, and that, yeah, I think in turn hampers with the statistics that we're there. You know, the number of spiking, yeah, incidents that we actually, yeah, do have in the country.
Yeah. So if you have these tests straight away, you can either rule it in or rule it out, but it has to be quickly, because of the nature of the drugs and how quickly they leave the system.
Exactly, and that's the point. It has to be done when the person presents to the hospital. You know, this isn't anything, this is just, it's because the people in the hospital and the Gardaí are dealing with the protocols and procedures that they have been told to keep in place. But at the minute, I think that at the minute there is no official testing that takes place straight away, and I think that was something that we would be calling on today, and I no doubt it will be unanimously supported, that these tests take place when a suspected case of spiking is presented in the hospital, that there is a protocol put in place, that person is tested, the Gardaí are notified, evidence is taken, that evidence isn't lost, and the case can proceed on from there. Now, I do know of the cases, say, that have been brought to court now, and her person has been charged with, like I said, it's charged with poisoning, not spiking. That has been a result of, say, witness statements or CCTV in the venues or the establishments where that happened, or where they have been caught in the act, but not because of after the fact, shall I say, when somebody has presented and look, obviously this person is disorientated, it might be totally blacked out, you know, have no recollection of what happened, how the event, how what the night went, and could find themselves in very, very dangerous and concerning situations.
Yeah, yeah, very vulnerable situation. No, the HSE have advice on their website in relation to drink spiking, and what they say, if you go to an emergency department or healthcare service after being spiked, the medical team will examine you and check for injuries or illness, treat any symptoms you have, help treat dehydration, nausea or confusion, support your mental health well-being, discuss sexually transmitted infection prevention and emergency contraception if needed. That's if perhaps maybe an assault has taken place. You may be offered a blood or urine test. These tests can sometimes detect certain drugs but are not always reliable, especially if time has passed. Make sure to tell the medical team if you think you've been spiked by a needle or versus spiked by a drink. So that's the advice there, but there's no protocol there for, yes, we will give you a blood test straight away and a urine test straight away. You may be offered, is what it says.
Yeah, you may be offered, exactly. And again, you references there, it obviously, look, the hospitals are under pressure, particularly at the weekends time as well. But yeah. I do think, you know, and that it, and it did mention there as well about that they might be out of the system, given the number of hours there. And I think really asking somebody when they are in this position, might look, they might be totally unresponsive. And it's obviously a stressful time if their friends are there or their family are there. A hugely stressful time in the middle of the night when this happens, or in the evening time. And I just, if it would be, I think it would help everybody involved. It would help the victims, most importantly, their families, their friends, the Gardaí, and people working in the hospitals, if there was a certain protocol in place and a pathway, a clear pathway for treatment of collection of evidence and in these suspected cases when they occur. You know, it's from my information, it's happening quite a lot. It's a huge issue, particularly among young people, but for everybody trying to enjoy a night out. So I don't think any family should have to wake up in the middle of the night to get a call that one of their loved ones is in hospital and is in this condition. And really, there is no clear defined route of where they go from here, where they how can they detect what potentially could be in the system, and to help with the investigation to make sure that this doesn't happen again afterwards.
Okay, Jimmy, listen, finally, you're a Fianna Fáil councillor. There was some sharp words from Fianna Fáil TD Willie O'Dea over the weekend in a piece that he wrote about the leadership of Fianna Fáil and the direction of the party. It follows on from several younger TDs voicing their concerns over how the party has been handling things over the last couple of months, but particularly the fuel protests and some questions over Micheál Martin's leadership. What's your view on where the party stands now?
I think we had a particularly poor week there, Gerry, the week of the protests. I think the reaction was very, very slow, which is to a huge issue, which is affecting communities all over the country. I do think, like, the protest started on a Monday. I was getting calls Monday evening, Tuesday, about the seriousness of the issue, not just from the contractors and the farmers alone who are directly infected, but, you know, the fuel was running out, particularly in North Kerry, in the petrol stations. There was issues with farm feed not being able to get out of Fines Port. Obviously, we're just after calving season as well, which created an issue. I do think the response has to be a lot better. You've got to recognise when there is real issues being aired by people and by groups, and that communication can be a lot better there as well, how you deal with this. We seemed to struggle on through the week. We got to the weekend where the sets of packages were being announced, you know, and I think the issue had got out of control at that stage. So I do think there needs to be a better response from the party in particular. I do think that people who are affected, people who have very, very genuine concerns, they need to be communicated with better. I think the language didn't help at the time. I do think that there needs to be lessons going forward. There's this issue, obviously, look, not our creation, but it's going to be this huge huge knock-on effect by what is happening in the Middle East. There doesn't seem to be any plan for an end game there. So I do think over the coming weeks and months, I don't think this issue is going to go away. And we do have to learn how to listen to these concerns, take them on board and bring them back. You mightn't be able to deal with every concern or every issue that comes there. But I do think effective communication, particularly in the age we're in now with social media, where things can happen very, very, very quickly, I do think the response has to be appropriate to that, to get an appropriate and speedily response and engage with people on the ground more effectively.
Okay. Do you think Micheál Martin will lead the party in the next election?
I think Micheál Martin, I think he will definitely see out his term as Taoiseach anyway. And I do think that I think maybe there would be a time to see, have a reflection out of that. We're leading to a lot of important events at the moment, you know, with the presidency of the EU coming up here as well.
Centenary of the party and other issues.
And other issues as well coming up here. I don't think anybody is sticking their hand up at the moment really to take it there. He's done a fabulous job over, if you look at where the party was when he did take over. Look, whether he will see us out into the next general election, I don't know myself personally. But certainly I think it's a situation, as you know, there was a forum for councillors. I couldn't attend at the weekend there. Again, look, he gave commitments that there would be changes in how the party is listening to us as the representatives closest to the people in local government, and listening to people from groups and individuals and different organisations have issues, how they are taken on board, how they're dealt with, and dealt with effectively, I think, in a timely manner. And that was one of the issues that the three younger TDs raised. A very interesting article that was there last week, that they seem to be, and it's something we find as local representatives as well, you seem to be more and more explaining difficulties to communities rather than giving solutions. And things just seem to be taking far, far too long. And that leads to frustration as well. And that boils over. We saw that boiled over in the protests that we had the week before last as well. And I do look like, obviously, huge issues like how housing, you know, I do think quicker mechanisms do need to be introduced, and how to get solutions out there that so people can see that the government is working for people on the ground.
Okay, all right, Jimmy, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us about that. The programme this morning is Jimmy Maloney. We're interested to see what response his motion gets from Kerry County Council today. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. More on the way.